things got real for this couple. We're packing up, moving out, and moving on. So hang on to your birth certificates, folks. We're talking Beverly and AJ.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Passion, Insta, sweat beads, feel me, Cupid, shot me.
Love it.
All day.
Racing. Oh, we had to celebrate another icon, didn't we? Aaliyah, her 17 years, yes. Officially yesterday of her passing, which is extremely tragic.
I cannot believe it's been 17 years.
17 years, can you guys believe that? Insane. Well, we're just celebrating with a little more than a woman. Love, love, love Aaliyah to pieces. I put her all over my Instagram yesterday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is the after show for Lost in Transition by TLC. So the way we did this is we broke up each one of our episodes according to the couples. So we already talked about three couples so far. So hope you tuned in. So this is the fourth couple, and we're talking about selfishness, conversion therapy, and I'm not calling you mom. So before we jump into everything, I'm your host, Jamie Alexander.
Hello, and I'm Ashley Lauren.
And we want you guys to stick around to the very end because we have a very special segment that we have for you called Found in Transition. So let's dive right into Beverly and AJ. Started out with AJ. Now she is Karen. So I want to just give a little disclaimer from the beginning. It is all love. We respect all couples. So please excuse us if we say like he or she. We definitely don't mean to offend anyone. But keep in mind that when we started watching, we're learning that these husbands and the way the wives saw their men, they're transitioning. So we might say he, she, sometimes AJ, Karen, but we got you. We know who you are. So yes, we respect the transition.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, okay. We've been waiting to cover these two because this was probably the couple that had me the most on fire. I wanted to rally for Beverly so hard.
I know. I found myself being like, I am Team Bev all the way. And then I would feel bad about saying that because, of course, it's everybody's transition. Everybody's going through something. But this was the one couple where we didn't see as much empathy back and forth. I felt like Beverly, AJ, wherever we were in the transition, it was a lot of selfishness. I feel bad saying that, but not going to. I saw it. I felt it.
I mean, I'm going to be with you on that. And that's what we want to talk about first. And selfishness actually has a couple different looks here because I think that AJ was very selfish in a lot of... Okay. It's not selfish to want to be who you want to be, but there was definitely selfishness. Like, I could pinpoint when there were moments where Beverly wanted to go out and have her selfish moment. Like, I want to stay out late. Yeah, I'm coming home at 4 now. And she kind of had to also remind him, like, remember those days where you were out and you were doing your thing and now I'm doing mine and you have a problem with it. So it was kind of shocking to me that AJ, you know, who became Karen, was rallying for her to be home and was frustrated with her not being around and available. Yeah. But they're divorcing.
That's the thing. AJ... Karen, well, this is the way he does it. It gets confusing. So what I'll say, Karen, was not Karen was not mindful of Beverly's transition. She wasn't respectful of the transition that Beverly had to go through.
Yeah, I definitely agree. There was a lot of... It's funny, too. I don't want to make a joke about men, but sometimes I feel like men, they have the double standard. Mm-hmm. Like, they can do things. And this is where I'm just like, okay.
If you're going to be a woman,
you got to get rid of that double standard.
If you're going to live as the woman that you are, you got to transition into some a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, because to me, it reminded me of such a guy when it was just like, well, you're not home and you're just going out and doing, and it's like, we're getting a divorce. Yeah. You basically left me. Mm-hmm.
And with the other couples, I felt that the transitioning woman sort of softened a little bit, took on some more of female characteristics, whereas Karen, you know, not to find anybody, I felt though was very much still the same person that we saw as, I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I mean, there wasn't a lot of softening of any demeanor. It was still very much full AJ coming through, just with some jewelry stuff. Sometimes I felt like that. I felt like he was still the same. I didn't really always see Karen. I felt like I saw mean AJ.
You know, that's a good point, and I would have to agree.
I mean that with respect, but I did. I saw that. And the other couples, I feel the transitioning woman, you would see a little more female characteristics going on, and the demeanor and the way in which they just communicated. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's the communication style. She was still very, very masculine in her communication style with her wife.
Yeah, I would have to definitely agree. And I don't know what it was. And it makes me think, too, like, we have to remember, obviously, both parties are in transition. Mm-hmm. So with this one, it was a little tough to kind of really figure out and pinpoint what parts of, like you said, the other couples definitely had a softening going on. Mm-hmm. Lauren was so soft and so kind and so caring. Same thing with Leslie. Troy was a little rough around the edges, but he still cared. He was definitely very gentle. So I'm not sure what that was. I don't know what that behavior is, but
Of course, I'm not saying that a woman has to be anything. You know, we can be as assertive as we want to be.
Right.
So I think I'm getting myself into all kinds of trouble now. I'm already backpedaling, but I'm just saying I felt nothing else. Maybe I just felt that Karen was just very. Kind of mean. It's the mean in the communication style to Beverly. Kind of like she didn't respect Beverly. I think that's what it was. There was a lack of respect.
Yeah, I definitely saw the lack of respect and the selfishness, especially because this couple, now when we opened on them, we were open to the done deal. Mm-hmm. Like they were packing their bags by the time we were introduced to them. And what I did notice is that AJ was. At the time of AJ, right before transitioning fully into Karen, was just elated to be doing so. Even so much so that when they were in therapy, I believe the therapist asked, like, is anything wrong? Is everything okay? And he's like, yeah. And I'm thinking, like, are you kidding me? Beverly's over here falling apart. And what broke my heart about her, she's one of those people, kind of almost like Jennifer, who laughs a lot. She keeps the smile on her face, but she is literally being obliterated behind that. Like nothing even like everything behind her eyes and her smile is crumbling. And so it just that's kind of like where the selfishness kicked in for me, because I'm like, you didn't ask her how she's feeling. You're not seeing it. You don't care.
Yes, it wasn't respectful of her transition that she was going through, because her whole life was changing. Her whole life in some ways was falling apart. And otherwise, I think it may be coming together better. We'll see. It didn't seem like the situation was very ideal.
Yes, and they were together for 25 years. Yeah. So let's start with that. And something else that struck me with their transition, which really broke my heart, is when AJ confessed that the night of his wedding. He literally said he cried before the wedding and couldn't fully appreciate the moments. Now, I've never been married, but it's something I'm looking forward to. And my goodness, she's sitting here with butterflies. I can't wait. I'm going to marry the man of my dreams.
Her whole life is starting.
She thought he was a brute. He was, you know, in the military, a man's man, motorcycle. She had her boo popping. And just to hear that, like, he was broken and sad the night before their wedding when she's, like, elated, like, I think I shed a tear because that is harsh.
And that's the thing is sadness breeds more sadness. Is that they really think it was kind of the theme of this couple.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot going on. And where I kind of want to give Karen a pass is let's talk a little bit about this conversion therapy. Because what I've learned about transitioning is, like, my eyes are open to a whole new world now after watching this show, and I'm very glad that it was put out, and I'm enlightened. Like, I really hope this is a conversation we can continue to have, because it really enlightened me, and it broke my heart. Like, as selfish as we feel like Karen is, I'm also seeing where some of that is coming from.
You see why it had, oftentimes it was overcompensation and having to put on that front just to get through. So that's definitely, I see that as well, and it's something that I kept in mind when there were times my empathy was a little bit thin because I was just because it was all going to Beverly, but then when you see those moments, you're reminded of just how much of Karen is really a sadness turned outward, and that was a lot of the anger and sometimes maybe the bullying that we saw.
Right. Well, I can imagine where they came from, like talking about the conversion therapy, for you to tell your parents how you feel and then
it was heartbreaking.
You go to the church and they beat you with wooden sticks, what are you going to try to beat my thoughts out of me, beat my feelings out of me? A wooden stick, leather straps.
That was absolutely...
The Hail Mary. Like, so to be getting that from the church, the place where you are supposed to feel the most comfortable because it is supposed to be a reflective environment of God. I don't know what I would do if I felt like God didn't have my back.
Yeah.
How would we treat people? How would we function? And you got to think, I mean, they're no spring chickens. So they're older now. And, you know, he's been living this very repressed life for 25 years, obviously unhappy. Not to say that they didn't have moments because they have two children and they had a beautiful home and things of that nature. But to have repressed yourself for that long, not have a belief in God, not feel accepted. And he probably did just turn cold. Like, you know what? Everything's good. I'm getting my hair, nails, everything dead. We're done here, you know?
And then also probably if he lived a life, you know, as he lived a life originally, if AJ was living a life where he felt very much not in control of anything, I could see then maybe how you would end up with somebody who is more like Beverly, who is a little more submissive, who she said is easily manipulated. End up with somebody like that who's not going to fight, who's not going to fight, who's not going to try and push you into a box, who's not going to try and control you.
Yeah, you nailed it on the head with
that
one.
And so then that's how they ended, and that's why it was really hard to watch, that couple was, because you know that everybody's hurting.
Yeah.
So in the moments when I would be like, oh man, like Karen, she's being such a jerk, and it's like, wait, remember the whole situation, the whole big picture, and it's just so much sadness and so much pain. So that was interesting in seeing Cass, obviously.
Yes.
Their child, who was also transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, that was fascinating to see two family members going through it, but then going the opposite way with the transition.
Very interesting, too, because even the relationship between Cass and Beverly, I don't feel like we got to the real meat of why they couldn't get along, but again, it's just something else that made me feel for Beverly. That's why I'm glad she had Haley. Haley was like the homegirl. She was going out with... going out with her and her friend, and then Beverly had her friend Tracy. So I'm glad she had a little bit more, like, girl support, because I do feel like Karen and Cass ganged up on Beverly a little bit.
Absolutely.
A lot of bit.
And that's when I have to remind myself, whoa, Ashley, empathy.
Right.
Normally I'm just spewing empathy. So it was always there, but there were times when it was thin because I would see how much pain Beverly was in. You would see that she didn't have a support system. She didn't have people that looked like they had her back.
Not only that, when you're used to living with somebody and, you know, the man is more the head of the household and things like that. I mean, I kind of saw, like, my parents go through it. They didn't have a messy divorce or anything, but at the same time, my mom had never lived on her own before. Like, to watch women that are older have to kind of figure it out, like, that's a new life in its own. So to add that my daughter revealed that she's a son and that my husband revealed that she's a woman, now losing my house, having to fend for myself and find, like,
that's a hell of a year, you know?
Are you kidding me?
That's a hell of a year. Yeah.
That's a lot of work on someone's emotions. Mm-hmm. So I just, my heart was always going out for Beverly because I know she was just smiling her way through it. But that pain
was real.
Yeah.
And get told that I felt like she really handled everything with such grace. Like she really did. She handled everything with such grace and did all that she could to just try and show up and try and be understanding. And also, it's like, you can't force someone to understand if they don't. Because what she said in the beginning, right? She didn't even know what that meant. She didn't know what it meant to be transgender.
Right.
And I feel like for somebody who doesn't know what that is, she's come a very long way.
A very long way. And you got to kind of handle that with kid gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Karen said that, like, I knew in kindergarten I wanted to be a Girl Scout. Like, this is something you'd at least been aware of your whole life. So to spring this on somebody who's been married to you for 25 years and then kind of treat him like, ugh.
Also, I think, again, with Karen is that she has a lot of anger that hasn't been, and understandably so. She's a lot of anger. And if you, it's like your feelings or issues or anger, if you don't deal with it, it will forever deal with you.
Right.
And so I think that's what we really saw in their relationship is a show. She was constantly taking out her anger on Beverly.
Yeah. And I do admire Karen for trying. Because remember she had that speech Mm-hmm. So just to kind of like share a little bit and do things for the community, I think that's really important. And I think that'll be part of Karen's healing. Mm-hmm. It's to really help and empower others that are going through the same thing and maybe hopefully start it younger. I mean, even doing this show, I know we've talked about it before, but it's good to start the conversation early. Mm-hmm. Because after 25 years of marriage, I'm sorry, that is a little late. Better late than never. And I respect the process, but how can we avoid this kind of pain, this level, this depth after mm-hmm. kids, marriage, home, you know? So I did like that part of her being proactive and doing something for the community. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give her that. I know. Absolutely. I give it. I'm still like, oh, you know.
I know. It's really, really bad. This was the worst one, and I'm glad we kind of saved the worst for
last. I wondered and before doing that speech for the community, I wonder if Karen did even talk with Beverly about it, how she feels, you know? So again, I don't know the full story, mm-hmm. so I can't go making up things and throwing that as to why I think she's mean. But I wonder that, because we didn't see the level of communication and respect that we saw with the other couples.
It's definitely true. There's a lot of missing holes when it came to this.
And that's the thing, too. This couple was shown the least amount. Obviously, they were brought mm-hmm. out the second episode, and then there were even a couple episodes where they were in it very little or not at all. And looking back, I wonder if that was because of there was so much turmoil that was going on, and if, you know, obviously having a child involved who's also transitioning, I wonder if they ended up having some arrangement with production or something.
Right.
Something, because they were so much less, and it wasn't because they had less going on. If anything, they could have had a whole season just on them.
Yeah. And I wonder what it was, too, because like you said, they could have had a whole season mm-hmm. done on them. There were so many nuances. I wonder what it was about why Cass and Karen were so angry. Because even with Cass, like, I will never forget, again, back to that counseling session where Beverly is trying to emote, share her feelings, and kind of get to the bottom of, that's what counseling is for. Mm-hmm. It's so you can heal, and so you can put everything onto the mm-hmm. table in an objective manner in front of someone who can help you iron it mm-hmm. out. So it's as she's doing that for that little girl to cut her mother off very disrespectfully mm-hmm. and correct her on I was like, I'm not a parent, but I don't even stand, and this has nothing to do with the gender anything, but first of all, don't speak when grown folks are talking, number mm-hmm. one. Have some respect as a child mm-hmm. because you are a child. And number two, that is the one and only time I saw Beverly stick up for herself, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which I was so happy to see, because I wanted to jump through the TV and speak for her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to speak for her so many times and be like, whoa, 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 whoa. And so I love how she turned and was like, oh, no, like, give me a minute. I've been married to him mm-hmm. for 25 years. And I think that was so fair. Mm-hmm. I love seeing her stick up for herself.
Yeah, Cass did that a few times. They were even during the birth certificate incident where she butted in and said, no, you can get one. I got one for Ohio when I was in California. I think I wrote down somewhere. I was like, Cass is a brat. You
know? Why are you talking? This is a divorce is definitely a matter between husband and wife. But this is also where I get so frustrated with Karen, because Karen is supposed to be still the husband, man of the, you're still a parental figure. Mm-hmm. And for you guys to kind of gang up and go do, you know, it kind of felt like, well, we're just going to go be transgender over here. Like, mm-hmm. it's okay that you're transgender, but I don't understand where all of that animosity.
There was like a war going on in mm-hmm. the households. And just as Karen had to, you know, come to terms with her true identity, and then Cass had to do that as well, obviously there's a lot of anger that I'm sure each of them grew up with. You know, yeah. Obviously, Karen did, and seemingly based on Cass's behavior, I feel as though
clearly
he got some anger, and so it was also put onto Beverly. That whole issue was there. So who knows if, you know, there must have been something that was going on previously. And
yeah,
she was gone for a long time, and she came back. So maybe she just also didn't feel accepted, and maybe because, you know, AJ already had so much going on that she was, you know, that he wasn't around. So maybe, who knows? Basically, though, but yeah, there was a lot of, you tell us there was a lot of anger.
Yeah.
On Cass.
And I'm wondering if the anger came from Beverly's ignorance. And not saying that Beverly was ignorant, but at the same time, she's learning and not really understanding it. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, maybe there was some added frustration in that with just the fact that, like, oh, mom, you don't get it. Mm-hmm. I'm out. You know how
But when somebody doesn't get something, then it's that's the opportunity to create a bridge.
It is an opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity. And I don't know where that got missed, because her and Haley seem to have a wonderful relationship, mm-hmm. with this, which is her other daughter. And I love having AfterBuzz as a platform so we can talk about this stuff. So you want to share a little bit about what we have going on over here?
Ooh, of course. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know on air if you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yay! Thank you, guys. And we really do love and appreciate you. And seriously, on this topic, too, we are going to go back and look at the comments. And we'd love to go back and forth with you and understand what you think and what you saw. Because, I mean, I feel like we're both on the same page here. And, you know, I did a little digging on the internet, and everybody was like, why are you being so mean to Beverly? So there was definitely something there. But I did want to say something about Karen. It really did light me up when she got her hair done.
I know.
Like, that is so sweet.
You know, I'm I'm instantly again feeling bad for having a little bit of, like,
right
to Karen.
I guess.
I'm sorry. I know. I feel like I got a little too fiery, but it was really hard seeing Beverly suffering as much as she was. But yeah, mm-hmm. So knowing again all the trouble and all the pain that AJ grew up with and that Karen still has, I give her some passes for sure.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So we're human, mm-hmm. and I feel like a very understanding person. Mm-hmm. I get mad at my family, my friends, and I could tell it like it is, but I still love them.
Yeah.
And so we still love Karen as a human. Yeah. We just don't like when you act up, and that's okay, because we all do it. However, it was the same feeling I got when I saw Troy. It wasn't just like, oh, smile, I'm getting my hair done. It was an inner light up, like, oh, what? Like, you could just see, like, a child, like, his whole, and it was really cute. Finally, she looked so cute.
Finally beginning to see your outer match, what you know to be true on the inside.
Oh, and that was such an endearing moment. Those were such endearing moments. And I know that was a game changer, especially because, you know, when she was being AJ, she didn't have much hair to work with. So we get how it goes, you know, us women, we gotta, you know, do what we do. So that was a moment that really, really touched my heart, and I was really happy to see that. Another thing I was really happy to see is Beverly out kicking it. She's charming. Mm-hmm. She was flirting with those guys. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she knows she was flirting, but she's very charming and funny and engaging, and mm-hmm. I'm excited about what possibilities are for her as she mm-hmm. goes out into
the
world.
She's adorable.
She is.
And I feel like her sparkle was really, like dulled a lot in that relationship. So hopefully she's able to polish herself up, continuing to polish herself up, because she's definitely, she has a lot to offer somebody. But
yeah,
she was kind of living in a cloud there.
Yeah, I have to agree, like a dark cloud underneath everything. We all know the moment with the birth certificate. What was that about?
I think that it was Karen not wanting to fully relinquish control and let go of AJ, because this is where it gets slippery.
Mm-hmm.
The identity that Karen has known up until now was all of this pain, all of this, and his control in a world where he wasn't able to control much.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't able to live his life the way that he wanted. He was able to control that household, that family. Most importantly, Bev.
I think you nailed it on the head with that. Like, girl, are you a therapist?
And then also, though, by relinquishing control, then it's like it's official. It's like, phew, now it's done.
Karen really did seem like she was trying to hang on to the last bit of control, mm-hmm. Last bit of control over Beverly, last bit of control, like you said, over the he identity, mm-hmm. and that probably was scary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. I can't imagine how terrifying the transition is. So that's why I give so much extra credit to the wives who stick around, because that must make it that much easier for the woman that is transitioning.
Yeah.
But in this case, I don't know. Do we know if it was Karen or Karen, AJ, or Beverly? Who was it that wanted the divorce, or was it just?
I kind of feel like when the show opened, it seemed like a mutual decision that they had decided it was going to be no more. I feel like right from the get go. They had already made that decision. We didn't really get to see a lot of the love between them. Obviously, there was love. I mean, to be with somebody for 25 years, there's got to be something, a friendship, you know, two kids, four cats, and 25 years in a home, you know. So there definitely had to be some love and friendship. However, we saw so much less of that with them, which is also why our view is kind of, we can only speak to what we saw.
With the other couples, we saw much, much more of the before the transition, the talk of the transition. Then it was just, it's already started breaking up.
Yeah, exactly. So I love Haley. Haley's sweet, so that's her other daughter. And she seems to be taking everything very well. She seems to be taking the breakup well and everything, but I remember her distinctly being like, yeah, but I'm not calling you mom. You didn't push me out of your womb. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I think that's a healthy view. And I feel like I would agree with her as a child. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be mom and mom for me. You've been dad. Yeah. You're my dad.
Well, because I think that the role of parent that transcends gender.
Totally.
You know. So it's not just a name change. It's you're the mom. You're my dad. I feel like I can't explain it. It just is. I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it, and I feel like calling it something different wouldn't make sense.
It makes sense to me, the way you're saying it.
I remember even with when Caitlyn Jenner transitioned, that whole thing where the kids still called her dad. Because they were like, why would we change that?
Right. Yeah. Very simple. So I think we can both agree that the mom-dad titles transcend gender.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me. But I like the way she was very mature, kept her head on straight. Mm-hmm. Showing up for her mom because she needed it. One thing we didn't see is any Haley and Cass interaction.
That's kind of what I was just thinking as we're talking. I wonder if there was something having to do that with maybe it was always Haley was mom, Cass was a little more, you know, dad.
Yeah.
Kind of a riff in the family early on. I mean, also if it was two daughters growing up, one maybe didn't identify so much as, didn't identify at all with daughter, the other one's obviously very feminine. Maybe there was also just a lot of comparisons, and I think there's probably a lot of pain and a lot of depth to this family that a couple episodes didn't even begin to dive into.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of layers here. I'm trying to think, did we cover everything with them?
One thing that early on, one of the first things about AJ that kind of irked me was, remember when they were selling the house and the realtor was like, oh, so we're gonna try and get this, and he was like, nope, we'll take the least amount. And then the realtor asked Beverly, is that okay? And then AJ was like, that's fine, that's what we agreed on. And she was like,
yeah, that really set the tone. It just shows us how
right then I was like,
their whole relationship was
That's
pretty heartbreaking. This was, for me, the most heartbreaking couple. I feel like Cindy and Troy were able to reconcile on their own terms. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it ended in a split, but that was the best thing. Leslie and Stacy are great.
Mm-hmm.
Happily ever after. We love it. Jennifer and Lauren, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's things they're going to go to, but they have a solid family unit.
They have love and respect as a foundation.
Yes.
If you have that as a foundation, you can probably throw just about anything on there, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
We didn't see that with this couple.
It's very true. The foundation of Jennifer and Lawrence was definitely much more solid, even with the kids. Mm-hmm. We saw all the kids together, all them cooking together. We definitely saw much more of a unit. So I'm definitely very concerned about, you know, Beverly and Karen. And I wonder where they are now. What's going on with you guys? Let us know. Or if anybody knows, I think out of love, we would just like to know, so we know how to cover you with good thoughts and sending positive vibes your way and dates for Beverly. I remember at the end, Karen was like, I'm done. But, you know, I know that Beverly wants more. And she should, because she's a beautiful woman, such a beautiful spirit.
In the list that she made at the end of it, when she says what she wants
for her
future man, to have a good heart. He has to bring her up, has to stay in contact with her a lot, and has to like lots of sex. She actually said that twice.
She did.
It's very important.
She did. That's a good list, girl. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that that might be, sounds good to me.
Yeah, maybe my list.
Right. We could just Xerox that and send it out to the ladies. We're with you, girl. No, but this was great. And, you know, there was a lot of frustration. But like we said, we talked about the empathy, the layers, the past abuse, and all of these things. But the beautiful part is now it's done. So I would say this would be a great time to jump into our special segment. So we have a special segment called Found in Transition, where through getting lost and all of the mess and all of the whirlwind, what were the family members able to find in themselves and in the midst of this mess? And this is what our Found in Transition moment is all about. So what was your Found in Transition moment when it came to Beverly and Karen?
I think it was Beverly found herself, that her true identity that she didn't actually embrace, which is as a strong, independent woman. She was so used to being submissive to AJ. So I think that she, through this heartache, she discovered herself, and she found that she actually is a strong person.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to just mimic that, but that's kind of the shining moment in this whole thing, is really Beverly finding herself and being given the opportunity to do so, mm-hmm. which I think will be very healing for the entire family. Yeah. Only because I believe when the woman of the household, she'll always be the queen, the mm-hmm. woman of the household. When all is right with her and she's in alignment, I think once she starts to find and uncover the parts of her that have been suppressed through the marriage, the controlling, and all of these other things, and she starts to pick up new pieces of herself mm-hmm. as she gets out there as a strong, independent woman, I think it will start to bring a lot of healing to the family mm-hmm. as a whole, with Haley, Cass, and with Karen's new life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we don't know what's going to happen or if TLC is going to bring this back, but I know I thoroughly enjoyed learning. Mm-hmm. Just when you think you know everything you know about love, yeah. you learn some more.
Because that's the thing. This show was a perfect example that why we shouldn't judge anybody, because we never know. You never know the battle that somebody is fighting. You never have any idea. So that's why it is just lead with compassion, lead with kindness, because you never know what's going on in someone's life.
Absolutely. I agree. Because that's a lot of layers and a lot of depth. And I hope that other, you know, people that, you know, other TV stations and things continue to share this, because we have stuff like Pose out now and other mainstream media talking about transgenders. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important, because I've heard some people kind of get aggravated with people that don't understand. And I'm so sorry, but I'm one of those people. But I love the opportunity to learn. And it's really no judgment. I think a lot of people just want to understand. Yeah. And it's so amazing.
Yeah, that's part of like living with an open mind and an open heart. It doesn't mean that you automatically know all the answers.
Right.
You don't automatically know everything. It just means that you are willing to learn. And it's all that we can ask from anybody. And that's why I think that shows like this are so important. And if we can get the conversation starting earlier, and if somebody is struggling with this, wanting to do this transition at a younger age, that resources and help and love is provided, and it doesn't go into a situation where it is so much anger held in, and then its family is torn apart, and it's just pain spreading more pain.
Yeah, and then you're like 65 years old, like, well, I want to do it now. It's like, you know, definitely hoping to create more platforms mm-hmm. and space for people to come on out and be who you are.
Yeah.
We're all doing this thing out here.
Yeah,
so
the best gift you can give the world is to live as
Amen.
Your authentic self. That is so true. But if you're afraid to live as yourself, as we've talked about before, you know, as a woman, I've probably been insecure about just about everything at some point. But I've never once ever doubted that I'm supposed to be a woman.
Right.
So I can't imagine the daily struggle and the daily pain that would bring about, feeling so out of alignment with who you are. So that's why I'm just utmost empathy and compassion for individuals who are struggling with that. And so I hope that this conversation continues and it doesn't have to be like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoyed it very much. I would have to say, I think still my, let's see, who are my favorite people? I really love me some Cindy. She's amazing. She was so fun and spicy. You know, Jennifer too. So what we would like to see, TLC, is some updates.
Yeah.
So are we going to get some updates, a season two, something that lets us know how everyone is doing, how are the kids doing? Are we going to give...
Stacey and Leslie, like, how are they doing? Really, like, how are they doing? Like, are they, do they still really low on money? Like, can we do like a kick fund? Like a kick fund? What do they, what are they called? The
Kickstarter? Some kind of funder?
A crown...
Whatever.
Something. There's so many. I'm just blending them all together. Something like that. They were struggling so much at one point. I want to know, are they in Wisconsin now? What? Tell us.
Please. Yeah, and I think we want... Can we give Beverly a makeover? She's beautiful, but I want her to just be like, oh, yes.
I think it's only fair. Karen got her hair done. I see no reason why Bev shouldn't also get the same.
Let's do it. Like, we got to see this. So, well, we hate to leave you guys, but thank you so much for spending time with us here at the Lost in Transition After Buzz After Show. And we are so delighted that we got an opportunity to do this.
Yes,
and
so
we'll
fun.
See you another time. All right, guys. Happy Sunday. And thank you.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.